Revelations, we're going to start in chapter 21. I know sometimes we use this scripture whenever we're doing funerals and at the end of, especially at the great soft service, but I believe it applies to us that are living. Amen? Amen? I believe that we have a hope beyond all this down here that we see. You know, I'm going to read this evening and praise God. Starting with verse 1, chapter 21, then I'm going to go to chapter 22. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words, now listen, are true, and they are faithful. Amen? If you go over to chapter 22, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb, and in the midst of the street of it, on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bore 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there. They need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Amen. And he said unto them, These sayings are faithful and they are true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servant the things which must shortly be done. And he leaves us with this warning, Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this evening, I come, Lord, with thanksgiving again in my heart, Lord, and just praise you. I want to thank you for your promises. I want to thank you for your holy word. I want to thank you for the word that you've given us, Lord. And Father, that we can stand upon it, that we can trust it, and that we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are there for us. Praise God this evening. Amen and amen. What a wonderful promise. Amen? What a wonderful promise. I know that so many have been through so many things in their life lately. But I'm going to tell you what, I believe the Word of God is true. I believe that it is faithful. And I want to tell you here this evening, if you stay true and faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ, that one of these days you're going to see these things that are not fairy tales. They are not some kind of thing that man made up. Praise God, this is real. He said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Praise God, I am glad there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. For what has corrupted this world out here today, and what the corruption that's in it, praise God, tonight I'll tell you, God is going to make all things right. He said the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Why would you not want to? I love to go to the ocean, but listen to me. You know what? A lot of storms comes off the sea. And I want to tell you something right now. There will never be any storms over there. We're not going to face the heartaches. We're not going to face everything that you have to face over here. I praise God for that. There'll be no more seas. And I said, I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven. What a glorious sight. Guess who's going to be with it? Amen. Guess who's going to be there one of these days? Amen? Praise God in heaven. If your loved ones have gone on to be with Him, or if we wait till the trumpet calls us out of here, praise God, we're going to be there. Oh, I tell you what a wonderful thought. What a wonderful sight to behold, is it not? And He said, out of heaven, is it prepared as a bride adorned for her husband? Praise God. Guess who the bride is? Amen. Raise your hand if you're a Christian tonight. You're the bride of a bride of Christ this evening. That's what we have tonight. I heard a great voice out of heaven. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they will be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. Greg, you're absolutely right. Praise God, I want to see Jesus Christ when I get there.
Amen.
I want to see the one that made it possible for me to see and to behold the things that we shall see and behold one of these days.
Amen.
And He's going to be our God. Amen. He's you know what? He dwells within us now. He is my God right now. But I'll tell you what we behold in faith right now, one of these days, we're going to see it face to face, are we not? There's not going to be any doubt. I hope, even in this old preacher's mind once in a while, sometimes the devil likes to put doubt in there. One of these days, there's not going to be any doubt.
Amen.
We will see Him face to face, and He shall be with Him. We shall be with Him. We shall be with the one that made it possible. Praise God. Amen. And I love this next verse. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. No matter what goes over, no matter the tears that you shed down here for those that you've loved, and they've gone on, no matter what you've faced in your life, and maybe the tragedies, I don't know what you've gone on in your life. I lost a sister whenever she was young. So many people have, so many things happened to them. There's a story in everybody's life. But if the tears have flowed, one of these days God is going to wipe the tears from our eyes. Never another tear shall flow. Never another tear shall flow. There shall be no more death. Amen. Amen. There's no graveyards over there. There are no headstones. There's no hospitals. There are no hospice over there. Praise God. And you know what? There's no more death. Nothing like that to worry us or to concern us one of these days. Neither sorrow. Have you ever thought about that? There's not going to be no sorrow to consume us over there one of these days. No matter what tragedy comes upon your life down here, it's only for a season. Remember that. One of these days you're going to a place where there'll be no more sorrow. He goes on to say, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. You know, people get up and they live in pain, it seems like, on a daily basis. Am I right? They get up every day and there's pain. They suffer pain. I'm telling you right now, the pain that you are suffering right now will be no more one of these days. No more need for the drugs that they give us. No more need for all the stuff that people have to depend on. Praise God, we will go to a place where there'll be no more pain. He goes on to say, he said, for the former things are all passed away. Can you say praise the Lord this evening? Amen. And He that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Believeth. Stand on it this evening. Behold, He will make all things new for you and for me one of these days. Guess what? You'll never have to listen to another sermon again. Amen? You'll never have to listen to a preacher again. You'll never have to read the Word of God anymore, because the Word of God will be with us. We'll see it face to face. Amen? Isn't that just amazing? Write these words, for they are true and they are faithful. I'm here to tell you tonight, you can stand upon that. You can rest assured upon that, because the words of this Bible, the words that He wrote down, are true and faithful. Amen? They are true and faithful. And I tell you, in verse 22, he started out and he said, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. There's a guy I used to go to 14th Avenue with, old Herbie Hoover. And Herbie would quote that scripture because he loved to fish. And he said, one of these days, he said, I want to fish in that river of life. He said, well, I don't know whether he is or not tonight, but I can tell you right now, there's a river flowing from the throne of God this evening. It tells us this right here. And I'll tell you what, I believe one of these days, brothers and sisters, we are going to see it. We are going to see it. And in the midst of the streets of it, and on either sides of the river, there was a tree of life. The tree of life is there. The thing that Adam and Eve, you know what, they didn't want them to get to, but praise God, that's where it's at now. And I want to tell you right now, we're going to partake of it. And we are going to live forever and ever. You know what? A moment is that 10,000 years from now, we'll still be praising Him, as the song says. 10,000 years, or we'll still be with our loved ones. 10,000 years from now, we'll be in that wonderful place and praise God forever. I'll tell you what, we'll not more departing out of this life anymore. None whatsoever. And there was a tree of life that bore 12 manner of fruit and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of these trees were for the healing of the nations. Boy, the nations need healing today, do they not? Man, they need healing today. And you know what? I believe that they keep getting farther and farther away from God. I believe that the devil has got them so blinded, has got people so blinded. But one of these days there's going to be a healing for all those nations. And there shall be no more curse. None whatsoever, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve it, and they shall see His face, and get this, and His name shall be in their foreheads. Old Satan's got his counterfeit, does he not? He got 666. So be one of these days, you know, if we're Christians, His name's going to be in our forehead. Amen. We're going to be His. We're going to be proving that we are His. Amen. I'll tell you what, and there shall be no night there. You know, a lot of bad things happen at night, do they not? A lot of bad things happen at night. You know what? The thief cometh. The Bible tells us the thief cometh but to steal and destroy. You know what? But one of these days there's going to be no more night there. And they shall they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. You know what the light is going to be? Jesus Christ is going to be the light of that city. Amen. And I believe one of these days we'll be able to, you know what? This is, they speak of hell, and they say that hell is dark, and they say that, you know what? That, and all the things they say about hell, listen to me, heaven's just the exact opposite. Amen? There's light, there's hope, there's peace, there's joy. Have you ever seen the stories of those people who have died and even got the glimpse of heaven, and they've come back to tell us, and what beauty and what glory is there that awaits us? I'm not like some people to put that stuff aside very lightly. I am not. I believe that, you know what, some of those people, when they died, Jesus and God had given them a glimpse of heaven. So they could come back and they could tell us just exactly what it's like. And I want to tell you something this evening. I believe with all my heart that Jesus Christ will be there to help us across that river. I believe He will be there to help us get to the other side. The moment that our eyes close in death, I believe He's there. And I believe He's stretching out His hand saying, brothers and sisters, come on home. Come on home. Come and receive what is rightfully yours, thou good and faithful servant. Amen? I believe that. And I'll tell you, brother, since there's no need, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And He said unto these sayings are faithful and they are true. Again, He says, these sayings are faithful and they are true. Hang your hat on. Take them with you wherever. Put these right here in your heart and in your mind and in your soul to know that no matter what you're facing down here, that one of these days it will not be like that. Amen? It will not be like that. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. You know what? Listen to me. I believe that he could come tonight. I believe that he could come right now. I believe that. I totally believe that. You know what? You know, Jesus Christ could split the eastern sky right now and come back and take his church out of here. But you know what? Even if he doesn't tonight, you know what? There's no guarantee that you will see tomorrow. Behold, I come quickly. You know what? There's many a people that have got up one day to go to work or go someplace and never return home for whatever reason. Behold, he comes quickly. That's not the thing. The point is, are you ready when he comes and calls for you? Amen? Are you ready? Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? You say, well, preacher, are we all Christians in here? I don't know that. I don't know. I can't open up your heart and look in. I don't know what's going on in there. But I know this tonight. God does. And his son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to save you. And if you are lost here tonight, you can get it right. All things can become new. All things. I testify around here all the time. I know all of you get sick of hearing it. But when I got saved that night, up in that little church up here in Mannington, West Virginia, behold, all things become new. All things become new. I told you the story about riding that old bus, and that bus was a piece of junk. But it was like a Greyhound bus coming home. you know, with that little old town of Hundred, West Virginia, I used to drive through on our way to church. You know what it looked like? It looked like New York City when I come back through. And you know what? That little old house, that little old farmhouse that we lived in. You know what? I used to get so scared to be there by myself. I obviously admit it. I did. And I used to be, that old house to me was just a haunted place to me. But when Jesus Christ came into my heart, I had no fear. I walked in there because I knew what? Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. Praise the Lord. And praise God, He took care of the things in my life that needed taken care of. I was never the same boy after that. I grew up not to be the same man that I could have been, but praise God, you know what? My life is not only the reason I give Him the praise. It's not in me. Nothing in me, please. It's in Jesus Christ. As they come and get a song, I'm done.